Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour. We have a scheduled guest. We've been unable up to this point to get in touch with him. Hopefully, we will get him on the air. In the meantime, I'd like to just expound a bit on some of the goings-on that have hit the mainstream media, what is actually being done in terms of countering this on a worldwide scale. Let me say that we've been reporting about the world finance for a number of years. And on this show, since its inception, we've been talking about the corruption that's been going on. And these amounts of trillions of dollars seem to come out of nowhere all of a sudden, very recently. Bloomberg News reported that there's $9 trillion of, let's say, fraudulent or off-balance sheet investments going on. $9 trillion. There was a recent hearing with the Inspector General of the Federal Reserve being questioned by Congress and not very forthcoming, where she was asked if she's doing anything, if she's examined who received $1.1 trillion. And she couldn't say, no, I haven't examined it, or yes, I've examined it, or yes, we've examined it, or no, we have not examined it. She couldn't say a thing about it, other than to dance around the issue, which is typical of crooks, typical of embezzlers, typical of those who are corrupt. We've talked about that countless times on the show, and it bears repeating tonight, because now you've got the mainstream media sort of jumping in on this little smoke screen. I happen to be listening this evening to Rick Adams, who has been on our show very recently, in fact. I think he was on the end of this past month, and 28th seems to ring a bell for some reason. Anyway, Rick has been talking about this to some extent. I've been on his show a number of times, and we've gone over this with a fine-tooth comb. We talked about Wantagate. We talked about the trillions of dollars missing on September 10th, 2001, when Donald Rumsfeld was singing this sob story to Congress about missing $2.3 trillion from the Pentagon. Where do these people get that kind of money when they have a budget of $380 billion a year, which is obscene anyway? Where do they get trillions of dollars? Well, obviously, what we've been reporting is true, that they've been stealing this money, that the money, if for no other reason, is being printed by the Federal Reserve, and then the debt assigned to the people in the country. While they steal it, while they ship it off to a foreign country, start wars, murder millions of people, and then create laws to try to shut us up. And tonight, I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to talk about what's going on. It sounds like someone just cut me off. We have about $667 trillion initially being played in the derivatives hedge fund accounts. Let me repeat that amount, $667 trillion. Now, it's more likely in the quadrillions now. At least the Federal Reserve is upside down $3.3 quadrillion and counting, because they're spending money like it's going out of style. And they're stealing the money and putting it in offshore accounts. They've stolen the gold on top of it. But let's just deal with this arbitrary $667 trillion. Why are they reporting $1.1 trillion of off-balance sheet funds that are missing from the Federal Reserve? First of all, let's get it straight. The Federal Reserve is a foreign corporation. It's not federal. It's not American. It's a foreign corporation. So we get our money from a foreign corporation. Are you happy with that as being an American? Are you satisfied with that? Are you happy with that? Now, I don't know what's going on with my communications here. I'm going to have to try to get something together. Seth, could you try getting our guest on Skype, if you could, this evening? And I'm going to go on with this monologue right now. I can't answer the telephone in the middle of a radio show. Can't do it. So I'm going to go on now. So they've stolen the gold. They've stolen trillions of dollars. They're still stealing trillions of dollars. And there are people waiting for money all over the world, including in this country. There are people that put honest cash out to make investments, and they deserve to get that money back and the return and damages for what's been stolen from them. This has been going on for a number of years. This has probably been going on since 1983 up to 2009. We can say at least 25 years, 26 years this has been going on. 26 years, and they're just reporting $1.1 trillion, and this woman who is the Inspector General can't even account. She can't even honestly answer the question. Yes, we know, or we looked into who got the $1.1 trillion, or no, we haven't looked into it. But she had to say, well, you know, we don't have all the facts, and we have to do this, and we have to do that. I can't answer that question. You can answer the question. I can answer it for her. I've been talking about it for 3 years on this show. And yet, my listeners know this, and yet the damn mainstream media doesn't print a word of it, doesn't broadcast a word of it. They're putting Britney Spears and all these blonde bimbos on the air. And you people suck it up. It's ridiculous. You suck it up, and you can't get enough of it. American Idol and Dancing with the Stars and all these reality shows. Who's going to get saved off the island, or who's going to get knocked off the island? And it's all done in a studio, as we've talked about on past shows. This is all brainwashing. Now, the money is made out of thin air. But they're assigning this debt. They're stealing people's properties. They're putting people out on the street. You got people living in tents, if they're lucky enough to have a tent. You got people, homeless people, can't eat, don't have medical care. And I'm not talking about government-sponsored medicine. I mean a decent doctor seeing a person suffering, going up to that person and taking them to their office, taking them to a clinic or a hospital, and treating them for free. Obviously, they made enough money from the pharmaceutical companies and the outrageous fees they charge for normal, simple procedures that they can perform. I wonder what doctors pay for surgeries like that. And we talked about the issue last night about the fact that when you're born, a hospital gets between $5,000 and $10,000 just to sign a birth certificate and hand it over to the authorities, which enslaves you. And people are asleep. People are not paying attention to what's going on. Now we got news again that money is supposed to be coming to these banks and coming to investors that put money out. This is to empower the people around the planet. This is called Nisara. Okay? Now, this is an intel report from Casper from May the 14th, okay? And here we are. We're still on May the 14th, except the East and Central time zones now are May the 15th. Okay, so this is either today or yesterday, depending on where you are in this country. The World Court has just advised 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's the 14th, quote, we will not be able to notify the people today regarding package pickup at the airports after all. This is another stall tactic, I'm letting you know. Yesterday afternoon and evening, the official word from the court was that instructions for distribution to the Freedom participants to include times and pickup locations would be provided at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning by fax from the court with public posting allowed. Okay, the World Court, word has it, is in this country trying to enforce the payment of funds owed to countries all over the world. And first on the list are these banks in America. And we're not talking about the central banks here now. We're talking about private investment banks, private investors that expected a return, putting good, hard-earned cash into funds expecting a return. And this is about doing the right thing, not about stealing it. I go on with this article. We are aware that Bush, Clinton, Obama, Roberts, and much of the D.C. criminal class have again been demanding overnight and this morning immunity from the World Court. Now, they've stolen trillions of dollars, folks, and they want immunity. Why do we tolerate this? Every hour, on the hour this morning, the court has advised that the fax containing instructions is nearly ready and will be forthcoming within minutes. The program participants, in other words, were expecting to go to the local airports and pick up their packages. We're talking about enormous amounts of money to be redistributed and returned to the people that originally put this money out. We must now question what is going on. To what extent are they involved in further shenanigans with the Bush, Clinton, Obama bunch, and which side of the fence they are on at this particular moment? This morning they said the immunities had been denied. Circumstances cause us to wonder if this was or is true. We were moment, suddenly we are not today. We smell a skunk. What the hell are you people doing over there? Have you been lying to us and the country since yesterday or just since this morning? Are you again stalling to accommodate the U.S. criminals, Bush, Clinton, and Obama, and that's both Clintons, by the way, or are you now following the orders of the Queen and Higgins? We are fed up with this crap. We are aware some of you don't want the programs paid out at all, so allow us to advise you that we will be paid, and we mean now. We have withheld intel, thinking its disclosure unnecessary in view of pending deliveries. We are revisiting that subject now, and perhaps the world should be made aware of certain things after all. Perhaps some heads should roll. The Queen does not want any programs paid and has instructed Higgins, this is a representative, by the way, here in the States for the Queen, to stall, delay, sabotage, block, stop. She does not want the United States to return to its original constitution and to regain its independence from her. This is an ongoing problem, and the primary motivation for her sabotage through Higgins in cooperation with the Octopus, which is represented by Bush, Clinton, Obama. Countries, what are you doing about the lies you and we have been fed since yesterday afternoon? Now, keep in mind, folks, this has been going on for years, but they promised that these funds were coming out tomorrow, meaning today. Get off your butts and demand answers. It's time you stop running your mouths and take action. The court's fax machines, telephones, and emails have been overloaded all day today. Perhaps you, the court, would like to have a call and a fax and an email from every program participant in the world. Would you like that to happen? If you think you can stop this refunding of the world, you are sadly mistaken. Obviously, the expected start of the official notification process scheduled for 9 a.m. this morning has been delayed or stopped, and the hour-by-hour put-offs were lies. We now await further news and will update again when possible. P.S. Additional confirmations just arriving say Higgins acting on behalf of the Queen is the current problem. Several of the other judges are afraid of her and the Queen. Other judges want the programs paid immediately. Attention countries, this is the World Court. This is your court. The primary responsibility for overcoming Higgins falls to you. Get busy, do what you must do. Now, why am I reading this? Well, this is describing behind the scenes what's going on. More of what's going on. Now, there's, I guess Seth is still trying to get a hold of our guest here. There's another short message here to the members of the World Court. We know you are hardworking people. We know your salaries are not that high. We have been doing some investigating in Germany, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein. Considering what we have uncovered, you folks must have one hell of a retirement plan at the World Court. We are not finished yet, but so far we have found one account belonging to the chief of your tribe containing more than $1 trillion. Now, I ask this rhetorical question. Might this be the $1 trillion that was asked of the Inspector General today, which she knew nothing about? We have also found accounts belonging to the chief's Indians containing amounts well into the billions of dollars. We are curious to know how you accumulated these vast sums from your meager salaries. Our investigations are ongoing and not yet completed. When finished, we will attach names and amounts to every account. We can always find financial types willing to work for the people, some of the time. They are working for us even now. We expect to have further news for you soon. So, despite what you might read in Bloomberg News or what you might see on C-SPAN or you might catch on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, or any of the other networks, the real story is more in line with what I just read on this show. You should be outraged. And I'm sick of people saying, oh, yeah, Barack Obama is doing a good job. The guy is as much a thief, if not more, than George W. Bush was. And George W. was just doing the bidding of his father and the Clintons. He was a puppet. Now, I'd like to see if my guest is on.
Yeah.
Ken, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Don.
Okay, yeah, we had trouble getting a hold of you, so I had to roll with the show as usual. Welcome to Evident Footprints.
Thank you. I heard a fair amount of your statement. A very, very well done. Very important information. A necessary rant. So couldn't think of a better way to fill the time than to say what you did say. What I heard was spectacular.
Well, I'm pretty upset this evening, and I know a lot of other people are, well-meaning people that are trying to do some constructive things for the people in this country, especially the downtrodden, people that have been hoodwinked and robbed, really, of their life savings, their property, and their dignity, not to mention having lost jobs. I'm sure we can count all those people, and to think that there are soldiers overseas giving up their lives while these criminals get away with the murder and the rampant theft. of the public's money. This is our money.
Yes, that's why I thought it was such a good rant. Since we're talking about that very point, it's a sore point with me because considering the amount of money that the Congress authorizes, this is authorized money that goes to military spending. Well, I was just listening on the radio today, I believe. I put up an article yesterday concerning a Florida congressman who, it was an article that was actually posted in February by a man named Corsi. He talked about a Florida congressman who sponsored this outrageous, outrageous bill to authorize even more larger FEMA type camp detention facilities to be used in what he, you know, referred to in his sponsorship as for emergencies. It's simply outrageous when you read the substance of the bill. This guy's authorizing concentration camps. Now, of course, we've known that they've been building concentration camps called FEMA detention centers. They're concentration camps. In America, it's been going on actually since the 60s. It began in the 60s, but the intensity of building really picked up in the 80s and 90s. And now, we know there are over, since 9/11, of course, the creation of Homeland Security, we know there are over 800 plus surface detention camps, but you have these underground cities that Phil Snyder reported on in 95, that construction has been going on since the 60s. It actually began then. So this bill, which this guy sponsored, is authorizing this expansion of these facilities. Now, since you mentioned homeless, there's no legitimate reason why a country as wealthy as the United States should have any homeless whatsoever. There is just no reason.
Well, this country's bankrupt and has been since 1933.
Yeah, I got that, but I'm talking about we definitely have the resources to prevent anyone from being homeless, but they're spending, this is what I heard on the radio today, they're spending 66% of the discretionary budget. That's the portion of the U.S. budget that's not already allocated, you know, Medicare, Social Security, and essentially untouchable. This is of the funds that Congress can say something about. 66% of it is going to military spending. That's insane with a capital I. There's no war. There's no longer a Cold War. There's no enemy. And they've just made up these concocted, foolish, nonsensical reasons to justify these continued military spending. And when you think that we've the United States is responsible for 1.5 million lives in Iraq since they invaded Iraq. How about the 10 years prior to the invasion of Iraq, which were starving people and the secret and the bombings and so forth? And then we depleted uranium. How many Iraqi citizens, were born to this foreign? How many? It's we're committing genocide over there.
The depleted uranium is making its way around the whole globe.
Oh yeah, it's not just them, but they're the first, the foreign babies are showing that they're dropping these depleted uranium weapons all over the place. It's in the dust. It's in the air. Of course, our troops are getting it too if they're there during, you know. So 66% going to military spending for what? I had an important man
who was one heck of a scientist. The man was unbelievable. He was so highly trained, he was off the chart. I won't go into details, but through a series of personal tragedies that essentially began with his wife leaving him, that set into motion. That occurred about 10 years ago. His wife left him in 1999. But that set into motion a cascade of events that eventually led to him being homeless on the street. And I was trying to assist him in the last year or so that he's been homeless. In fact, we were getting ahead of the game so that he could get enough money to get by with food and clothing and wash and a location to sleep and a sleeping bag. You know, here in Southern California, even in the winter, it doesn't get that cold. But he unexpectedly died in the beginning of April outside. He had a location that he and a group of other homeless people had a bridge abutment they were sleeping under to keep out of the rain. And he was warm enough and all that. I'm not even sure why he died, but he was 60 years old. The point is he'd been homeless for a year. It certainly took its toll on his health. I mean, I could see, you know, he used to be much spry, more spry looking, became more withered and wizened looking in the time he was homeless. And, you know, it's not a fun deal. But had he not been, let's say, part of the large number of people in this country who are not taken care of by the government the way they should have, had he been treated the way we should be treating our citizens, well, he would not have been homeless. And the steps that led to his homelessness, I won't go into the details, but it is, again, the government, particularly here in California, or people outside of the state who don't know, is a beautiful place. The weather's very warm, and we have palm trees, and it looks beautiful. The police are something else. It's like a police state here. And you just don't want to tangle with the police here because, you know, you're going to have trouble. There was just a situation yesterday in Monte, California. They were capturing a man after a car chase all over the town. He was trying to evade being caught by them, and they finally went after him. He bolted from the car and ran through backyards. Finally, he was caught in the backyard. Well, he just gave up. Someone took a video of this, you know, unknown to the police. The guy lay spread eagle on a backyard on the grass, just waiting for the cops. The first cop that came up to him did was, this man is laying face down in the grass, spread eagle. The first thing he did is he kicks him right in the head as if his head was a football, you know, for the Saturday, you know, for the Sunday night game, you know, to win the World Series. It's amazing. Just kicks him in the head like his head was a football. That kind of abuse, you see it a lot. It's unbelievable. So this friend that I'm talking about unexpectedly died. If you're on the street, you're going to have hassles with the cops, and he did. And he's not the type to give anybody a lip or to try to give any trouble. He was just caught. He was under this overpass. Well, the cops at times have come there and raided and just arrest all those people for illegal camping. So, you know, they can get you to go to court. You got to go do that routine. So they keep you in jail until you know, it's just unbelievable the kind of hassles that he went through. And it's certainly aggravating.
The people that created that situation are the ones that should be in jail.
Yeah. You know,
and have their heads kicked like a football.
Exactly. So that's why I particularly enjoyed listening to, you know, to your opening statement, because it touched on that issue. I mean, I wouldn't want to be homeless. I mean, it's a terrible situation. And I know this guy was not on the street because of drugs or alcohol. That's not the reason he was there. He became essentially economically broken when his wife had left him, and I won't go into all the details, but frankly, it wasn't his fault. He was a victim of circumstances, and much of it state-sponsored abuse of its citizens, particularly here in California. They, you know, have this deal. If you, you know, people get unfairly ID'd for things that have serious consequences that often they're not even guilty of committing a crime. I can tell you how, well, this isn't just in California, but it's throughout the country. But this terrible conduct of this so-called Child Protective Services, this branch of state and local police that kind of work with social workers, so that if you have someone who wants to put pressure, a lot of pressure on a parent, they just pick up the phone and they can anonymously report them as, quote, abusing their child to the CPS. And the person who's making the complaint is not required to identify themselves. So anybody can accuse you of anything. And it's happened again and again and again. They will come to the parent's house and they will insist on coming inside and insist on seeing the child. And it's happened on more than one occasion. They'll just take the child with them. And the parent has no idea what's going on. They might have, for instance, there was cases where sometimes parents were not comfortable, did not want their kids to be vaccinated, for instance, at a hospital. This happened to Len Horowitz some years ago. I forget how long ago. He had, it was his own child. He just...